Lee Chambers
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
That's Belle and Sebastian wrapped up in books, because we're talking kind of wrapping up books today with Helen Perry, who's a bookbinder. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning.
I'm probably using completely the wrong description there. What is bookbinding?
Bookbinding is a really ancient art of turning paper and sometimes materials like leather and fabric and board into books. And it started off, you know, as scrolls, and it travelled from China through the Middle East, and it took various routes and the different designs established in different countries. And that's the bookbinding that we know today.
So are you creating books, or are you creating the covers of books, the binding, as it were?
All of it. So you're creating the covers, and then you're making the paper inserts to go inside your books.
It sounds a very skilled job.
Yeah, it's fab, but it's also something that can be taught, and anybody can do it.
It's easy to learn, relatively easy to learn. And what equipment do you use?
There's an old bookbinder that says all you need is an old-fashioned kitchen knife with a bone handle. And you should be able to do everything with that. But I tend to use bone folders, scalpels and a straight edge, a ruler.
And what kind of books do you create? If somebody came along to one of your classes?
To one of my classes, they can start doing the beginner's bookbinding, which involves a five-week programme of three-hour classes. They start off with a simple hardbound pamphlet, quarter-bound book. And then the following week, they make a concertina accordion style book. The third week is a hardbound proper, what people would consider a proper book, and then the final week is Japanese stab stitch, and they're the final week of the four books.
What's a Japanese stab stitch?
It's a flat book that has traditionally in Japan they were made with very soft materials, so they opened very well, but here we make them with harder covers and we put a joint in so they open, and they have very decorative stitching along one edge.
Gosh, are you really moving on at a pace in those weeks
aren't
you?
Yeah, and I mean, once you've done that, the very last week you make a slipcase to put everything in. So you're left with a whole little set in its own slipcase, and then you've got the skills to go and make anything, really.
And you can make these for presents as well as for yourself.
Beautiful gifts. Very
and
beautiful.
You
gifts.
Get the chance to be creative, because presumably you can choose the binding.
You can choose the paper that you use to cover and the colour of the buckram. So everybody's, although we're doing the same books, everybody's individual style comes out.
And you can do this at home once you know the skills.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It must be very satisfying.
I love it. It's magic, actually. Yes, I think turning simple things, you know, everyday things like paper and cardboard into a book.
So how did you come to get involved with bookbinding?
I did a class with Edel, who has had to give up the classes, and I've taken over her business, and she's inspired me and lots of other people around in Cambridgeshire.
What do you like about it?
I love the creativity. I've always had a passion for books, always loved books, but never imagined that you could make them. I thought it was an industrial process, but to create something by hand, I think I've always been a maker. I've always loved creating something, but to create your own books that is something very special.
Do you have a favourite one that you've made?
My favourites are the ones where you see the stitching, because at heart I'm a stitcher. So there's a new book that I've developed, a diamond long stitch, and that's a class that I'm teaching in April, and that has very beautiful stitching on the cover. It holds it all together.
Sounds lovely. Well, let's talk about the teaching, because you're taking over, as you said, from Edel, who was running classes here in the Enterprise Centre where the radio station is.
Well, that's, Edel did her training with Barry Brignall, which is here, and she and I now teach out in the community. So I use venues like Stapleford Granary, which has a superb art room to use. The art room at Artworks in Greens Road, We have a new venue that we're using out at Hemmingford Gray called The Lodge Flower and Craft School, and that's very luxurious, very upmarket. And I've just arranged to start classes out in Ely, because we did Ely Craft Fair at the Cathedral at Christmas, and there was a lot of interest in that area, so we thought rather than people having to travel to Cambridge, I'd try and find somewhere locally in Ely, and that's at the sewing shop.
And I've been to one of these classes. I did a report a couple of years ago when Edel was running them. They're a lot of fun, aren't they?
They're great fun.
About, what, eight people?
Maximum of eight. So you get lots of, usually six, but you get lots of one-to-one attention. We use very high-quality materials. We use a lot of hand-marbled paper made by Kate Brett out at Payhembury Papers in Pampisford, because we're really lucky to have such a good marbler so near. And beautiful inside papers as well that you use. So you make something that looks stunning, and it's a proper finished product at the end.
Is this something that people do as a career?
Yes, yeah. There's a real revival. There's an awful lot of bookbinders around now.
Excellent. And if people wanted more information, you can get gift vouchers as well, I know,
on
your website.
Yes,
so it might be a nice present for somebody, a course in bookbinding. And how much would such a course cost? Sorry to talk money, but...
A whole day course is £95, and the five-week programme is £260.
And that includes all your materials?
Includes all the materials, tools, everything. You don't have to buy anything else. That's the final price. There's no hidden costs on top of that, unless you want to buy materials and tools, but to do it, that's the price.
And as you say, you get to take home five books at the end of it?
For the beginners, yes. Four books and a new slipcase.
And is there a kind of advanced course there?
Then once you've done you don't have to do the beginners. You can start with just a day class, but there's the beginners, which is the five-week programme. Lots of different day classes, including box making, because lots of people like boxes. And there's also a five-week programme called The Wrap, which is slightly more arty books. Rather, the beginners is the traditional book, so it gives you that building up on traditional skills, and then the art, the other one's slightly more sort of arty, creative.
And the box one, what kind of boxes are you
We make stacking boxes, so you could use them for jewellery, pencils, all sorts of things. I use them for my bookbinding tools.
Lovely. Oh, it sounds absolutely lovely. And I know, as I say, from going along to the class, there was such a nice atmosphere there. Everybody.
Yeah, and with lovely, lovely people on our classes.
Only lovely people need apply.
Seems to be. It seems to attract particularly lovely people.
Yeah, you weed out any unlovely people at the early stage. So if people want to find out more, it's helenhandmadebooks.com.
That's right, yes.
And they can find out all about, well, the craft there.
Yes.
As well as the courses coming up.
Yes.
Lovely. When is the next course starting?
The next course is the beginner's bookbinding, starts on Wednesday. Ooh. There's one place left.
Move quickly if you're interested in that.
And that's at Stapleford Granary.
Oh, a lovely environment as well.
Yes, yes.
Oh, thank you, Helen. Good luck with the courses.
Thank you very much. And thank you for inviting me.